4 CBA Mobile.
And you're on Sierra Mobile for a little bit.
And Tom, how are you doing this morning?
Beautiful. Just went down to get Bernice tested down there at Greer Memorial, and we was stopped at Aldi's on the way home, of course, and went home to Bradford Fairs and all kinds of Forsythia and stuff just popped out last night.
There's one across the street from our house, or diagonally across the street, and it's just gorgeous. I'll tell you, something else. They think it's spring, I guess.
They're saying watch your 6 o'clock because you don't know what's coming. But they said it's going to be a cool front come through tonight, and I know there's a northeast wind now blowing 11 to 17, and but yet then again it's going to let this car get out in front of me. It's going to warm right back up the first of the week, so you can't beat that with a stick.
You know, I like warm weather, so I'm not complaining, but we really do need the cold weather.
I don't like the cold weather, but I noticed there's lots of bugs already out there ready to eat you up.
That's what the cold weather's for, to take care of all that.
I believe you're right, Dave. Well, we went up and spent the night at Cherokee Casino day before yesterday, and did not win, of course, but had a really good time. The daughter from Michigan flew down, and her and the other daughter took Bernice up for her birthday, and of course I was with them too, but I didn't win either.
Finally, you know, my folks used to have a house up there up on the side of the mountain right there on the main drag, and had a beautiful view of the sunset, and it was just a gorgeous place, and my sister got that when they passed away, and she sold it and bought something down in the valley, and so anyway, I don't really have much of a view anymore, but yeah, all those times we went up there for vacation, and we never went to Cherokee Casino. We would go up to Cherokee, but never went to the casino.
Go for fun, Dave. You just say, okay, I got $50 or $100, and when that's gone, you walk away. So we enjoyed it and had a lot of fun. We went, Bernice went her way and played the slot machines. I played the nickel card machines. They kind of brought them back now. And you can bet 25 cents or 50 cents or more if you want, but I never bet over 50 cents at a whack, usually 25 cents. If I can get some time just playing cards there, which I never play anywhere else, I'm not a card player, it's just five-card draw, I get a lot of fun out of that if I can just stay up with it, you know, or not lose very much on it. But I don't go out there and bet on any of those card tables or any of them other things.
I've watched them, on a blackjack table and stuff like that, and it's really interesting, you know, to see how they're really quick, I tell you, with moving those cards around, and I don't even know if I can keep up with blackjack, let alone anything else.
That is, when I get bored with the video card machine, it's just video, I go over to the blackjack table, and I played there for better than an hour, and I just put $10 in it, and I cashed out at $10, after that hour. And it's video. It's got these beautiful ladies dressed in beautiful dresses that deal you the cards off of a video screen. And you just put your dollar bet down and go on. And I can usually stay pretty even with that. And I wasted another hour playing that. And I kind of got a kick out of it.
Well, that's good. I didn't even know they had video machines for that. Oh, me. Well, but, I mean, it makes sense. And, I think my parents, as frugal as they were, they actually went up there one day and blew 50 or 100 bucks. I don't remember what it was. And that's been, you know, years ago. And, but anyway, I just never, I don't know. I just don't care anything about that. I don't even want to see it. So, anywho. Well, I tell you, I'm really enjoying my antenna being back up on HF. I'm having a good time on HF.
Last weekend, there was literally thousands of Morse code contacts on there, just thousands of them. The whole band scope on almost every single band was saturated. I took a picture of one time on there, and you could just work Europe with a lot of guys was working them with 5 watts. And there just wasn't anything there I needed, but I probably worked 10 stations just for the fun of it. Last night there wasn't very much on, but I only lasted about an hour because we'd been up there and I was tired, and so I didn't do much, Dave, but we had a lot of fun. Oh, there's kind of a real famous barbecue place, and it's at Dillsboro. If you ever get a chance to go there on the way home from Maggie Valley, go over there. It's fantastic. It's rather small. It's a small town, and the kids found it on their telephone, you know, looking for good places to eat. It's highly rated, and I would concur with that. We had a wonderful meal at a reasonable price, and it was just 17 minutes south, I guess you'd say, of Cherokee.
Was the name of the town?
Dillsboro, I think, was the name of it. You see it along the highway. It's just a small town. I don't know how you spell it. D-I-L-S-B-O-R-O or something like that.
I've been there several times. I've taken our senior adults from the church on a trip there, and I think my wife and I spent one of our anniversaries up there, wanted to spend a night up there, and there are some couple of nice restaurants up there, and it's just an old town. You know, the train runs through there, and you used to could ride the train from there to Fontana Dam. I think you have to get on it at Bryson. I can't think of the name of the town. Anyway, a different town, and go up to Fontana. But it doesn't go that far anymore. But it's a neat. That's a neat little town.
Unloading groceries. Haywood is the name of the restaurant, Shelley said, Dave. I don't know if you ever ate there or not, but really wonderful people, wonderful atmosphere, and very reasonable price, I thought.
It's been so long since we've been up there. I couldn't tell you the name of it, but it's probably the same restaurant that we ate at, because the senior adults, they knew all the places to go, and and they would they'd tell me where they want to go, and I would you know, I'd make it happen, you know. And that was just part of my job at the church, that and the music. So, but they were a lot of fun. We never had a problem. We went on hundreds of trips and never had a problem. I tell you, it was just really something.
Experience, anyways. Here comes Shelly back. Might knock my antenna around a little bit. Anyway, Dave, I better let you go and get in there and go out and take care of the chickens. And looks like they got plenty of water and about a half a thing to feed. But I'll go out and gather up some eggs maybe and enjoy their eggs this morning for breakfast. And I hope you have a nice day, Dave. Great talking to you. And carry on. KB4CBA in 0TR 73s, Dave.
73s, and have yourself a good afternoon. It's like a beautiful day. I'm headed to play tennis. I guess you already knew that. And anyway, and tell Bernice hello. We'll talk to you later. N0TR KB4CBA mobile.